PET CT is inappropriate for characterization of mast lesion. There are no data indicating a role for FDG PET in the diagnosis of nasopharyngeal carcinomas. PET CT is appropriate for staging for both the N and M stages of the disease. FDG PET provides incremental value over conventional imaging. A case of nasopharyngeal carcinoma shown on sagittal MEEP view demonstrated in the left side in axial images, presented with left upper cervical hypermetabolic lymph node metastases that was subpathologic by morphologic criteria. FDG PET is strongly recommended for N2 to N3 status and stage 3 to 4. PET CT is appropriate for response evaluation. If performed 8 to 12 weeks after treatment, FDG PET is accurate in detecting residual disease. If performed earlier, there is a possibility of false positive results due to inflammatory changes. Persistently enlarged but FDG negative nodes require watchful monitoring. PET CT is appropriate for restaging end of therapy assessment. FDG PET can guide management plan. Lymph node less than 1 cm and positive PET, neck dissection versus ultrasound FNA. Lymph node greater than 1 cm and positive PET, neck dissection. A case of nasopharyngeal carcinoma. Staging coronal and axial PET CT images demonstrate hypermetabolic bilateral lymphadenopathy. Post-chemo radiotherapy scan done after 12 weeks showed residual borderline-sized hypermetabolic lymph node, which warrants neck dissection. Lymph node less than 1 cm and negative PET, observe. Lymph node greater than 1 cm and negative PET, monitor. A case of right-sided nasopharyngeal carcinoma with bilateral hypermetabolic cervical lymph node metastases. Follow-up 3 months after chemoradiotherapy should complete metabolic resolution, indicating complete response.